The betrayal of Jesus is prefigured in the Old Testament. If you remember, Joseph, right, the beloved son, gets traded for 20 pieces of silver by his brothers. And just like that, Jesus, by one of his brothers, Judas, is sold for 30 pieces of silver. If you remember the Joseph story too, years later, he saves his family from famine. And so Jesus fulfills that in saving his brothers, but as well as all of humanity from sin, not just from famine. So what happens? In both scenarios, out of betrayal and sin, God brings about grace. Except Judas, Joseph's brothers, actually get to experience it and receive it. Judas does not, because he despairs. It'd be better if he had not been born, Jesus even says, because he despairs. There's these moments in our life, sometimes they're brought about by us, these abysmal situations. Sometimes they're not. But in any respect, Jesus can bring about more grace there than whatever sin happened, right? Paul says this very beautifully. Where sin abounds, grace superabounds, abounds all the more. And so whatever that situation could be in our lives, once again, if we've done something, we've betrayed or we've sinned, or maybe it's a situation in someone we love, God can bring about super abundance of grace there. He's going to do that in a few days during his resurrection, but we can't forget that, or else we end up like Judas and we just despair looking at that situation. And so we got to ask the Lord today for hope that Jesus conquers all things.